Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio, the Mother and Daughter Bonding Roundtable, and I am your host, Dr. Bessie Fletcher. And what a beautiful Saturday morning it is again, thank God, to be alive and to be able to set. I get excited every Saturday morning. Just the highlight of my week, really. So thank you for coming on this morning and joining us on the Mother and Daughter Bonding Roundtable. It's a conversation between mothers and daughters. And what we do, we come to the table and we are looking for honest conversations. We are looking for your heart. We are looking for you to share your heart with other mothers and daughters around the world. And somewhere in your story or your life situation, there's another person that is going through, another mother or daughter that is going through a similar situation. So I thank you for participating in the show. I thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule for coming on. And just like to always let you know that I appreciate you. I really, really do, because I cannot do the show by myself. So in thanking you, I also would like to say this prayer for mothers. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of motherhood. Help us as mothers to seek your guidance for our children and for ourselves. And grant us the wisdom and the strength and the patience, faith and love to be good mothers and good daughters so that we can create healthy families, which will include our fathers and our sons. Help us to create a willingness to dedicate ourselves to our children. And we ask that this is done in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And when I'm saying this, thank you, Father, I'm saying this with a thought in my mind that we have to be willing. We have to be willing to be good mothers and good daughters. This is what we need to create that bond in our mind so that we can realize the responsibility we have as mothers and daughters to create a new family, to bring a new human into the world, to transport a new spirit, should I say, in a human body into this world realm. It's only going to come through a mother or daughter. So we have to be very careful on our thought patterns and how we think and the way we do things, because it greatly affects the person that is sent through us to do a work here on earth. I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I'm your host for today. And I thank you again, like I said, for listening. And somewhere along the line, we're going to have occasionally, maybe we'll have a guest host sometimes. I always like it when my daughter would come on and do, so I'm going to ask her to do, since it is a mother and daughter program, maybe I can get her to do something within the next few weeks on the show and give a perspective from the daughter's point of view. All the listeners, I want you to pick up your phone. If you're on the phone with me, don't hang up. But if you have another phone or you can text while you're talking, you know, call your friends and family and tell them on. We're on Blog Talk Radio, and that we would love for them to be a part of the program. They can go to blogtalkradio.com, and they can listen to us on the computer, or they can call us at 347-539-5078 and simply click on 1 if they want to join the conversation. If they don't want to join the conversation, they can listen, as many of our audience participants do. They will listen, they take notes, they get it, and they like the private part of it. They will email me and, you know, call me privately and say, you know, I enjoy the show. It has affected me and my daughter, my life. I can see the changes. And a lot of people are just listening through blogtalkradio.com. The radio program, I'd like to tell you a little bit about it.
It is an assignment that was given to me by God. God has asked me to do this, and he asked me to do it now via radio. I've been working with mothers and daughters since 1999. When I first got this assignment, it was to help mothers and daughters create a better communication, to create that bond. And God was feeling that mothers were dropping the ball. I mean, our children now sometimes are just taking care of themselves. They're in front of the television, and mothers are working very hard and sometimes don't have the time to put in, or we sometimes just get tired. And whatever the reason is, your first responsibility is to your children and making sure that you spend that quality time with them and that's the model and not someone else being the model for your children. So with that, we started mother and daughter workshops, mother and daughter programming. We created the first mother and daughter center, the first mother and daughter bonding magazine, and the first mother and daughter line of bath apparels. And those things were things that God said that would help produce revenue so that we could do the outreach for mothers and daughters. But it takes time to do the marketing, and that's what we're working on now, the marketing. I also have a couple of books that God has placed words in my my mind to put on paper, and one is called Dream Recipe, and the other one is 70 times 7. So I'll tell you a little bit about those as we go on. But basically, what I'm saying to you today, if you would like to be a partner in helping us get this message out to mothers and daughters around the world, you can make a donation to the program that we're doing, and the things that we are doing is for as mothers and daughters. This is an organization that, you know, I don't get paid. No one gets paid. We all volunteer. Even the people that come on, we are volunteering to do certain works. And you can make a check out to Mother and Daughter Bonding Network, and you can mail it to P.O. Box 398-434. That's P.O. Box 398-434, and that's Miami Beach, Florida, and the zip code is 33239. Or you can call me at 786-462-6470. That's 786-462-6470. All right, thank you so much for that. Today our topic is mothers and daughters discovering how to live their dreams. Mothers and daughters discovering how to live their dreams. I want you to stay tuned for that. I think we're going to get a lot out of that. We should get a lot of comments from our listening audience, because I know everybody has a dream, and especially mothers have the dream of their life for their daughters. Every mother has a dream in her mind that she wants her daughter to live out of. Does that make it right? No, not necessarily, but, you know, hey, we're mothers, and we all want to see our children do better than we've done. So that's that dream in our mind that we want to project into our children to help them be the best that they can be. For the newcomers that are coming on, again, my name is Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I'm your host. I want to take a couple of minutes just to tell you a few things that is happening in announcements. We have in September the 10th, 2011, this year, the International Mother and Daughter Bonding Faith Crusade here in South Beach, Florida. We're going to bring mothers and daughters together, hopefully from all around the world, as we do our marketing and getting them to come in and stand for their mother as we create a bond, a crusade, an annual. This will be the first annual crusade, which we will do each year afterwards. And coming up in November the 12th, we're having the Mother and Daughter Cinderella Ball. We have entries that if you want to participate in the Mother and Daughter Cinderella Ball and the contest itself, to be Miss Cinderella of the Year, you know, let us know. And we also are going on a Mother and Daughter Cruise, November the 13th, 2011. You got one last chance if you want to go on the cruise to get the cruise to make sure you get it at this particular price. The people that are going, your next cruise payment is due on Tuesday. And for the people that want to go, be sure that you send in your deposit. Get with me as quickly as possible so we can get your deposit so we can secure this particular fee because it may change after the 12th. All right? I just want to make sure because sometimes people say, well, it wasn't that price for my cousin or my sister or whatever. The price is subject to change. We only had a certain date before the deposits needed to be in, so we got to Tuesday. Let's see what else is going on. And, of course, if someone wanted to talk to me about that, 786-462-6470 is the number to call me. Leave a message, and I'll get back to you if I don't answer the phone. I'd like to give thanks to the Ambassadors for the work that they do in helping with programs for mother and daughter. I'd also like to give thanks for the International Mother and Daughter Bonding Crusade Committee, the Advisory Committee. They're doing a good job. We're working at putting together the program outline. So I'd like to thank you guys, too, for doing a great job. And I'd like to thank the Vision Board Committee. We meet every Monday night. Visions are going out of the roof. I mean, it's just off the chart, as they can say, with the minds and the thoughts and the changes and the growth of who a person was 14 weeks ago and who they are now. It is unbelievable. So I'd like to thank all the mothers and daughters that are listening, all the fathers and sons that are listening. We appreciate you. You know, it takes all of us to make it in this world. And believe it or not, it starts with that mother. Without the mother, there's no son. I guess you say without the father, there's no child. So which comes first, the egg or the chicken, you know? So we're going to just leave it like that and thank everybody. Again, our topic today is a stimulating topic, as I always say, mothers and daughters discovering how to live their dreams. How to live their dreams. You know, that is the key. Your dream really is your life. I need to go in here and look at something that we're talking about our sponsor for today. And I apologize. I didn't pull that. I pulled some of the information up. Our sponsor today is Mrs. Dolly. I call her Dolly May because that's the way I was introduced as a child, as Mrs. Dolly May. And as one of her daughters informed me that her name was Dolly the Dolly Virginia Palmer rather than Dolly Mae Palmer, who is now in heaven with us. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about her, and I know you see that I'm hesitating just a little bit here because I lost my place here. So just bear with me 1 second. This is very important that I get this so that I can read it to you. I'm working a switchboard here, and the switchboard has so many facets to it that you have got to I'm almost getting to the point where I need another person to help me out. So I appreciate you guys hanging in there with me, and then we're going to get to our topic. But this is very important. If you want to sponsor a program, which we are having mothers and daughters sponsor now, they're sponsoring them the program, which is $39 per month. And we also get to talk about their mother. I think it's a wonderful thing, especially when your mother is no longer here on earth with you, as Mrs. Dolly May and my mother and many of you may not have your mother with you as well. You know, it gives you an opportunity to honor your mother. And so that's what we want to do today. We're going to look at it. We got to talk about Mrs. Dolly May. We're going to talk about her, and I've got to. We're going to talk about her each week. And I want to give you everything about her this week because then you will have nothing to look forward to next week. And so I'm going to break down a few things about her. She was the 17th child that was born of 21 siblings to Mrs. Millie Taylor and Tommy Taylor. Now, that says something in itself.
21 children, and she was number 17. I mean, can you imagine being number 17 in the midst of a whole bunch of children, 21? She received her Christian foundation through her loving parents. She was taught all about Christianity, how to live the life of Christ, and then she accepted Christ as her personal Savior. And she was the first black female from Atlanta, South Carolina, to graduate from Morris College in Sumter, South Carolina, where she received a Bachelor of Arts degree in elementary education. So she taught our children. And can you imagine the thoughts that she's planted in the children's mind? How many children out there that are now living through her thoughts that she's planted, the seeds that she's planted in their heads, and they now have children, and they are planting those same seeds? Because how many of us can remember a teacher that we had that was very special to us? And you always call, I remember Miss so-and-so, you know, and you pull that out because they plant a seed into your mind. So that's what we want to talk, and I'm going to leave you with that today. That was one of her major accomplishments. She was the first black to graduate from Morris College in Sumter, South Carolina. So we're going to leave that. Next week we'll tell a little bit more about Mrs. Dolly, and I know her wonderful children are listening, and we thank you very much for that. So let's get back to the program for today. Mothers and daughters discovering how to live their dreams. Now, when we're talking about living your dreams, and I kind of tied the thing about Mrs. Dolly May into that, because she was a school teacher. Now, how many times have we been told that you can be whoever you want to be? I remember when I was small, a friend of mine, and we're still best friends to this day, we were always told by our teachers, you know, you can do this. We were actually schooled in a predominantly black school. We had people that in our community, blacks that owned their own businesses. So we were raised in that era that, you know, we were surrounded by heroes and sheroes, and we saw that. And they were always encouraging us that you can do whatever you want to do. But I, you know, learned later that, you know, you're not supposed to do whatever you want to do. You're supposed to do whatever God sent you here to do. But when you're children, you know, you hear that. And that's the way they motivated you. And you would have dreams. You would have dreams in your mind when you're a little kid. You would say, when I grow up, I'm going to be. And I can't imagine any child not saying that, because you're always looking within your mind, when I grow up, and you have this dream, and you would tell your mom and your dad, you know, when I grow up, this is what I want to be. But somewhere along the line, something happens. And then all of a sudden, your dreams has gotten lost somewhere along the way. You're like, but that's not what I said I wanted to do. That's not who I say I wanted to be. But they got lost. They got lost in conversation. They got lost in the fact that someone told you one day, you cannot do that. That's not going to happen. If you don't have the education, you can't be successful. You're going to always work for someone else. I call those dream busters. Dream busters. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that. That's a part of the book that I wrote, Dream Recipe. You want to remove yourself from dream busters. Now, over the past few weeks, we've talked about how your words create your thoughts, and your thoughts create your visions, and your visions create your reality. And no matter how long we conversate from here on out to eternity until I leave, that is always going to be the platform in which I take my text from, because I believe that with my heart and soul. When I was seeking to find what was my purpose here on earth, why? God, why did you send me here? There's got to be a reason. Because I got sick and tired of just going to work, being miserable, and I got tired of not being able to participate in the life that I was working in. You know, you're working in a position, but then you're not being able to participate. Is that your dream? Is that where you want to be? If you're in a relationship and you can't participate, you have no say in something, is that your dream? Is that where you want to be? And then that's when stress and depression come in, because you are working against a force that you are not. And that's something that we want to talk about today. Where is your dream? Go back. Pull it out. Are you living your dream? Do you know how to get to your dream? Are you thinking, I'm too old now, and if I wasn't so old, I probably could get to my dream. But now it's too late. Well, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. As long as you can breathe and you can think, you get stepping on your dreams. You can go back. So let's talk about that as we go along. As many many of you that know me know that I'm always talking about the things that is from within your heart, the things that you have within, and how you can progress from within outward. When you're talking about life and you're talking about living your best life ever and how to obtain your best life ever, you have to look at it as a process. And if you're looking at it as an immediate thing that's got to change in a few seconds, that's not going to happen. It's not going to change in a few seconds, not in the physical. It will change in a few seconds in the spiritual and in the mental, because, see, you can say a thing and it automatically starts changing. We talked about that a few weeks ago. We were talking about the process of the cocoon and the butterfly. Things will start happening. But, you know, there are lessons that you have to learn along the way when we're talking about life. And sometimes the lessons are hard, because the lessons are made up of decisions. Now, when you think of your life and you see it, you know, you're talking about a whole graph of decisions. You have to make decisions. You have to have words that create a thought, that give you a vision, and then you make a decision. And once you make the decision, then that's what your life becomes. That's who you are. And a lot of times people call that a test. Can you pass the test of life? And I think sometimes people feel that I failed that test. When you go for something and it doesn't work, or you feel that it doesn't work, you want to give up. And that's a test. It's going to test you to see how bad you want it. Anything that you want, there's a challenge for it. You know, you've got to know within your heart and soul that you want it, that you deserve it, you can have it. God said you can. Anything that you desire, the desires of your heart is yours, but you got to have faith to believe it. It doesn't activate without the faith. And a lot of times you get a bump in the road and you're being tested, and people sometimes cannot get themselves back on track because they will talk themselves in a position, well, I tried it, it didn't work, poor pitiful me, and they'll sit along the side of the road and watch people pass them by. Now, you don't want to stop taking the test, because if you stop taking the test, then you fail the game of life. And you got to live until you die. So you might as well go ahead and take the test and keep going. Now, as you know, each of us are individuals. We're individuals, we're unique, which means that we're different from each other. So stop looking at other people and trying to be like them. That's a problem. Stop trying to live their dreams. Stop trying to emulate them, because there's no two of us that's even close You are the first of your kind. There is no more. Once you're gone, that's it. You're the only one of your kind. You are specifically made. You're distinctive. You're exceptional. And you are superior and extraordinary. In other words, you are elite. There is no one else like you. God did not make two people the same. There's no one. You are it. There will never be another you. So think about that. And when you really get that, you will know within your heart and soul that you cannot look at someone else and say, you know, I'm going to copy them and I'm going to do that and I'm going to do this, because that's right for their life. That's not your dream. Even the person that is closest to you, they want you to change and to conform you to be something that they want you to be. Is that your dream? Is that what you want to do? Do you want to be conformed into someone else's thoughts? You know, a thought, as we said in the past week, a thought is there to shape you. A thought is just to shape your mind, to shape that vision. Now, you could allow someone to shape your thoughts, and they'll squeeze your vision into a very small, small, small pinpoint of a thought. You barely can see it. Are you going to say, no, I'm in control of my thoughts. I have my mind that God gave me. I can think what I want to think. Let's hope it's good thoughts. But you can think whatever you want to think. You have that privilege. You are free. Even God will not conform your mind and your thoughts. He will not make you love him. He will not make you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And I think if God doesn't conform you, if God doesn't shape your thoughts and your mind and try to control you, then why would you let someone else do that? Because you're never going to live your dream if you allow someone else to shape you. But it comes with conformity. You want to conform. You want to be a part. You want to be liked by someone. So therefore, you will give up your dream, put your spirit aside, just because you want to be liked. But the truth is, the person really don't like you. Because if they can mold you and create you and get you to do what they want to do, then they really don't like you. Because if they like you, or love you, as the word should say, is that they would allow you to blossom, to bloom, and to come out and to be that butterfly. And they would be proud to say, look at that. That's my butterfly. We're connected. They want you to be the best that you want to be. They want to know, what are your dreams, honey? And you should ask your daughter, what is your dreams? What are your dreams? You should ask your mother, Mother, what are you dreaming? What is it that you wanted to do all of your life that you decided that you put off for some reason? And I know sometimes mothers have in the past, and I've heard this in counseling sessions, and I've heard this in just life conversations. Well, if it wasn't for her, if I didn't get pregnant, I could have and I would have, and it's always somebody else why you didn't do. But in the reality of it, no one can stop you from doing anything. You have the power and authority, and you can do it. But it's so much easier to blame someone else why I'm not living my dream. It's so much easier to have a conversation as, you know, I could have if he didn't. I could have if she didn't. I could have if I didn't have those children, you know. And I know women that have gone and raised their children and have gone back to college in the 80s. In their 90s, and graduated because they woke up one day at 70 and said, you know what, I have put this off long enough. I'm going to live my dream. I do not want to leave this earth with work undone. I'm going to finish my course. I'm going to jump back into the game of life. I'm going to take the test as life issued them out to me. There's no way to get around a test. You're going to be tested. If you want it, then you're going to take a test. But you know what? We don't want to take the test of life, but we want to take the test from someone else, from the institution. If you're going to take this job, you want this job? Well, what we do, we test you. You'll gladly go in there and take that test and sit down and worry all night and study for days trying to figure out how can I pass this test because I want this job. And then when you don't pass it, then you come up with, oh, they made that test hard because this, that, and the other. Look at your history. Are you blaming somebody else why you are not living your dreams? If you look at your age right now, and I don't know who's all out there, but even myself, I look at my age, and I feel like I'm behind for the things that I want to do in my life. So I'm running real hard, and I'm embracing tests, and Lord knows I'm getting them, test after test after test. Some of them drop me to my knees. Some of them bring a tear to my eye. I wipe my face off. I pick myself up, and I say, whew, let's go to the next one. Let's go to the next one. Because that, if you don't, then you're going to sit beside the road. You're going to just sit there, and you're going to see people pass you by. You're going to look at television, and you're going to see people living their dreams. You want to see people doing things that you say to yourself, oh, wow, I've always wanted to do that. One day I thought I would, but, you know, now. But you said, but. So if not now, when? When? We're not going backwards, we're going forward. And every day you're getting closer and closer to the end of your journey. And if you really realize that you're getting closer to the end of your journey, you will pick yourself up, pull yourself up, as my friend Keith would say, by your ears and jerk yourself and say, come on, get it together. Stop it. Stop being complacent. Because every day we get up and what are you doing? Are you doing anything toward your dreams? Because time moves very fast. We think we have a lot of time, but you really don't. I look back at my grandkids and seem like one of them was just born yesterday, and now he's 16. Another one born the day afterwards, and now he's 12. You know, and I mean, just like that. And we'll say, wow, time is really going by. We say that. We think we know that. But then in essence, we don't do the things that we need to do in our lives to make sure that we get to the things that we're supposed to do in life. Now, just because you get a low score on your test in life doesn't mean that you failed the entire course of life. Now, just think about it. When you were in school, there were courses that you took you may have made an A on, but there was always one course that you had to really work at. I don't care how hard, it was one course that just seemed like you always made your lowest grade in. But it didn't mean you failed high school. It didn't mean you failed college or your PhD. It did not mean that. It just means that you were not as strong in one area as you were in others. So look at the areas in which you have your strength. Because then that's what we want to talk about. We want to talk about those areas in which you have strength. The areas of strength leads to your dreams, leads to your connection to your assignment. And the good news is you can take the test over again. Let's say if you messed up in your finances. Well, take a course in finances. Call someone, get a financial advisor, get yourself back on track. That takes care of that test. Then you messed up in your relationship with your mother, your daughter. Then you ask for forgiveness. You have your honest conversation, and you start from there and you move on. Because, see, really, you can't change things that are behind you. You only can deal with what you have at this moment, right now in the present, and then you can move forward. Because the test is behind you. And You take it in the present and you move on. So you made the wrong choice when you picked your mate or made a decision. You know, well, that's the wrong choice. Find out what you did wrong, make the correction, move on. Even if you are living with the most sinful life, living the most sinful life that you could ever think of, you said, oh, I'm so messed up. I'm doing this and I'm doing that, and you're beating yourself up, and, you know, nothing is ever going to work for me because I made these mistakes. Look at the Bible. God gave you the worst-case scenarios. He gave you every worst case to let you know there's nothing that you can do. You can't even mess up too bad that you can't go and ask God in your heart, ask Jesus to forgive you. There's nothing, so you don't have an excuse. Everywhere you go, you got Jesus, and you can ask for forgiveness. Wipe that clean, pass the test, move on. And as I've heard someone say, the simple thing about it, you know, people want to just, oh, poor old pitiful me, I can't get my dream because, you know, we all have a history. We all can blame someone. I got plenty of people I want to blame, but it's not going to do me any good. I can sit back and blame them, but what good is that? It's not doing me any good. So what you want to do is just admit the thing, quit the thing, forget the thing, and move on. And I know you may say, well, it's not that simple. But you got to, you see, I'm trying to get you to think about your minds and your thoughts. You've got to change your thoughts. So to live your dream, you have to make up your mind to do things differently. You can't keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result. And I know you've heard that many, many times before. Because it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen if you're thinking the same thing and thinking that you're going to get something different. So when you hear the statement that you can't keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result, what comes to your mind? Now, many people have heard that statement, and most of the times they think of something physical. They think of something like work or some interaction with people. Well, what it really deals with is your mind. It deals with the way you think. And that takes you back to the saying, as a man thinketh, so is he. You have to transform your mind. You have to create a different pattern of thought. Because if you think the same thoughts, you're going to always live in those thoughts. Now think about that. If you think the same thoughts, you're going to always live in those thoughts. You can't live in something that you don't know or that you have not thought about. You're going to live in what you think you are, those thoughts. So when you start thinking of new possibilities for your life, that's when things begin to change in your life. If you want to live your dream, you must first see your dream. You must start living in that dream within your thoughts. And how do we get our thoughts? We start with our words. We start talking about what we want. We start thinking about what we want. We start seeing what we want. And then all of a sudden, one day, you run right into what you want. Now, if you like what I've just said to you, and you know that you're willing and you're ready for change, just sit down and get your piece of paper and start thinking about, what is it that I really want? What are my dreams? And don't think about age, don't think about money, don't think about anything like that. Just write it down as if money, cost, time, none of that matters. What is it that you want? Just write it down as if you had the power right now to make it happen. Because you do have the power. But if you don't think you do, just act like you do. Just pretend that you do. And that takes me back to the book I was telling you about earlier called Dream Recipe. God gave me words to put into a book called Dream Recipe. It's a 30-day formula that will help you make a transformation. It gives you the guidelines, the instructions, the steps to change your present thinking into the thoughts for tomorrow, tomorrow's reality. So if you want that book, you know, just give me a call. I'll give you the number again, and we'll get the book to you. And I'd love to work with you step by step just to help you. My joy comes from seeing someone move from one place to the other. And just to be able to help you do that, this book is a 30-day step-by-step book that will help you get your thoughts aligned with your dreams. It's called Dream Recipe. Get that, Dream Recipe. It's a recipe. It's just like you're cooking a cake. If you follow the dream recipe and create your own dream cake, you'll find yourself in the midst of your dream. Excuse me. It gives you words that will help you progress within your thoughts, and actually you start living those thoughts in your outer world, which is called your life here on earth. So stop putting your dreams off. What do you really want to do with your life? Come on, think about it. Think about where you are. What do you really want to do with your life? Get some excitement into you. And your dream will give you excitement. I know that dream is hidden in you, and I know you'll get so excited about it. You won't know what to do because it'll bring joy into your heart. You were sitting here with an assignment. And ask yourself, am I doing what God sent me here to do? Do you even know what your assignment is? Have you asked God, why did you send me here? What am I here to do? If you don't know your assignment and you don't know why you're here, how can you live your dream? Because your dream and your assignment are interconnected. Now, that's how the book Dream Recipe can help you get started. And, of course, you can reach me to assist you in any way, shape, or form. I'll answer the questions because I want you to get there. Now, God placed this on my heart today. I'm not here trying to sell books. That is not what I do. I've been doing this now for almost 2 years on the radio, and I've never sold a thing. I don't believe in it. God placed it on my heart this morning. People are not living their dreams. And in order for you to live your dreams, you got to come to Him. You got to go through Him to get it because it takes faith to live your dream. So don't think for a moment I'm selling books. I'm just saying this is an avenue that can help you achieve your dreams. So start living your dreams today. And if you're not going to do it today, you got to ask yourself, I'm not doing it today. When am I going to do it? When will I start? When will I start living my dreams? If you want to contact me, 786-462-6470, and I'll get a book out to you, I explain to you, and I'll help you go through it. Make your dream a reality. Thank you very much, and I'm going to open up the line. Anybody want to talk about their dreams today? Let's click one. Let's talk. I'm sorry, I went a little over today in the time. I got caught up. Okay, here we go, 678. Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I am just fine, pumped up, living the dream. How you doing?
I'm good. As always, I'm enjoying your show. And
Thank you.
And a scripture came to me. In fact, a couple of them came to me, but in Ephesians, the Bible tells us that God is able to do above whatsoever we can ask or even think according. And I think a lot of times we miss this part of it, according to the power that's in us. That's Ephesians 3:20. And the power that's in us is the Holy Spirit. As we take time to acknowledge God and seek Him for our purpose in life, and what He would have us to do, that power, as we continue to pray and seek Him and study His word, He's able to do exceedingly and above whatsoever we could ask or think. But first, before even doing that, He tells us to be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind. And mm-hmm. So we have to renew our mind to the things of God. A lot of times,
right.
Like you say, we think that we're too old, or we think that we're not able to do certain things or whatever society has told us that we can and cannot do. But if you're a child of God, God will make a way out of no way for you. You know, you can't see yourself in the natural. You have to think in the supernatural. You have to believe God for the impossible, because he tells us with him all things are possible. He wants us to prosper. He wants us to be in good health. He promised us that if we call on him, he will satisfy us with long life. And the key word there is satisfy. So it's never too late. I myself, I'm believing God for a home, you know. And, you know, people may think, well, you wait until now, your kids are grown. It doesn't matter, you know. In God's perfect time, no matter what your age is, no matter what side of the tracks you're from, your color, your finances, if you believe on God, he's able to do above. And I mean whatsoever we could even ask or even think. So I just want to leave that with the listening audience today. Seek God, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path and fulfill your dreams.
Thank you so very much. That is good, because, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, people want to think, make excuses of time. And you're talking about your house. What a perfect time to have a house now. You know, this is you. You are doing you at this moment. You raised your children. You did what you need to do for the children. And now you're saying, I want to go back and do my dream. I want to get what I've always wanted. And you're going to do that. You can't look at age. You can't, I mean, we all just, if you look at it, we all just little babies in Christ's sight. You know, on earth, they have us thinking that we are so grown, and grown people have to act a certain way, adults. What does that mean? It means nothing but a thought to hold you back. Because then certain restrictions the world have for us, if you're a certain age, you're supposed to do a certain thing. Now, I know we're supposed to be respectful, but you cannot allow your mind to be controlled by those thoughts, because your mind is connected. Once you transform your mind, like I tell people, change your mind. Once you change your mind, things change in your life. And it has nothing to do with age, gender, you know, wealth, none of the other. God said it. Thank you for sharing that with me.
Thank you.
And we know that the house is there and it's on the way. So we'll wait for that, too. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Thank you. Good morning, 347. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Dr. Bessie. I'm doing fine. I'm just enjoying your show, as always.
Let me say before you get going. Let me say something before you get going, because I missed this when I did the announcement. This month is sponsored by Evangelist Davis, and this is Evangelist Davis, and that was her mother that I spoke of earlier. So I just wanted to say that, because I missed that part when I was making the announcement. Okay? Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, and I really enjoy the way that you talk about my mom, and I know if she was here, she would have been proud of your talk show, the way you deliver her, and she'll be just proud of her daughters, and I just thank you very much for letting me be a part of that, and I thank you.
And getting into
the topic today, living your dreams. It is just so awesome, because I just want to say, like, I said about 4 years ago, I had believed that all my dreams had ended. I lost my husband, I lost my mother, and I didn't have a good relationship with my daughter and my granddaughter, and I didn't have a close relationship like I have now with God, and I was just like a lost soul. And I just thank God for Jesus Christ, because he came back and he just restored. And if you believe in him, you can have anything that you really put your mind to and that you ask God, and he's willing for you. About 14 months ago, I went back to school to get my bachelor's degree. And I was like, oh, wow, I'm getting older now, and I don't know if I could do this, and I don't know if I could go to school and get this bachelor's degree. And I just want to say, January, I finished, and it was like something that I couldn't believe. But I said it, I put it out there, and words do become your action. And I was like, thank you, becomes your thought, and your thought becomes your action and manifests. And now I say that I'm trying to get into law school. And I was really nervous. I said, can I compete with these 21-year-old kids in law school and stuff like that? And I'm getting older, and God just spoke to me and said, law school is about 3 years. 3 years, if you don't go to law school, you're going to be 3 years older. If you
hello?
Go to law school, you hello?
No, I'm with you. I'm saying hello. I'm with you. That's right. Go ahead. That's
right. And if you don't go to law school, you're still going to be 3 years older. And with your vision board, Dr. Betsy, I'm not just throwing it out there, but you are the awesome woman in God. With your vision board, with your dream recipe, I recommend everybody to get that book. I'm looking forward to getting into law school, and I'm going to do it. Whether I ever do law, that was my dream my whole life, was to go to law school. And I could see it now. Before, I couldn't even see it, but I can see it now. I can feel it now. I went and I got information on it, and it's just awesome. So I advise everyone to live your dream. Mothers, ask your daughter what's their dream. Ask your granddaughter what's their dream. Listen, you know, get up in the morning. I get excited about your show, Dr. Betsy, and I just want to say that I want to be a partner. I'm a sponsor for this month, but I also want to be a partner, and I'm willing to give. And I suggest everyone do this, because this show is so important. If it's not for you, it's for your sisters. You know, it's for your mother, it's for your daughter. It's inspiration. I can go on and on, but I just thank you, and I want to give somebody else a chance.
Okay. Well, thank you. You know, it's so amazing when we started this show. Right, pretty much a year and a half or more ago. And I remember you came on and you said that you wanted to go to law school. There were two things, law school and your daughter. You didn't know where your daughter was and your granddaughter. And I remember God placed in my heart to tell you that you are going to law school. You will be going to law school. You said, oh, no, no, I don't think so. Remember that?
I remember.
I said, yes, you are. You will be going to law school. Because God placed it in my heart to tell you that. And so now that you have actually gone back and finished, you've done a couple of things. You've gotten your dedication to be a spiritual teacher, and that's a 2-year study. And then you've gone back and you got your degree. And now you're getting ready for law school, and you will be going to law school. My job is to listen to what God is telling me and to help you, and I'm saying you, I'm talking about everyone on this radio listening audience, and not only the people that are live here, we have people that go back by the hundreds and listen to the program. That's why I say when you share your thoughts, people are listening. They go on the they're on the internet now listening to us. They go back and they listen. When I go back and do the research, I am amazed at the number of people that are listening to this program. It really just blows my mind. I'm like, okay, because you are helping them. And I want you to know, God placed on my heart today that someone out there is fighting for their dreams. You're fighting for your dream. Your dream is your life. Your dream is your life. God loves you. He wants you to have what you want, to be the very best that you can be. So don't just sit back and be complacent and allow other people to burst your dreams and stop you from achieving. All you got to do is take one step. And I know you've heard that. You take one step, got to take two. Now, in 1982, I was working. I had a job. I was doing well. I was a banker, doing well. But I had a high school degree. But many people thought I had a college degree because my mother always said, keep your mouth closed, act intelligently, and listen. You know, people don't know who you are until you tell them. So, therefore, I was trainable. But I knew within my heart and soul I had a dream. And I thought, well, I'll just go to school and become, you know, get a degree in banking and finances. And that's where I started at a technical school. And at the time when I started, I had no idea. I count money for so long that I didn't realize. I just said, well, Lord, I don't know if I can go back and write a sentence. So I went. I was at Precise Tech, and I said to them, I need to start with English 99. And they looked at me, and they said, well, we're going to test you. Well, they test me, and they said, well, no, you don't need to start with English 99. You need to start with English 102. And I said, no. Well, English 102, that is like 99, I think it's 100 or 101, and then 102 or something like that. And I, in my heart and soul, I didn't believe that I was that good of a writer. Now, that has always been my struggle is, you know, can I write? Can I write good enough? I'm always conscious of that, even to this day. But did I let that stop me? No. And you know you go to college, you got to be able to write. I'm like, okay, I got to fight this demon. I got to come over this. So they wouldn't let me start at 99. They stopped me. I convinced them to let me start at 101. 99 is just actually showing you how to set a sentence. I'm telling you that's how basic I want to start. And to this day, I wish I had forced them to let me do that. I think it would have set something in my spirit and gave me the confidence I needed to build on. So even as I went through, and this is not a bragging point, I'm saying this to tell you, you know, I was out of school 12 years, and I started the school, I was 27, and I kept going and kept going. From Precise Tech, I decided, you know what? One day I said, Lord, what is it that you want me to do? Why did you send me here? And then God spoke to me and told me, I want you to teach people how I communicate with them. And I do it one of two ways, either through man or through the intra-conversation. And as I told you many times ago, I didn't know what intra-conversation meant. I've heard inner, but not intra. And I had to go look it up. I started from that point, and I switched from Precise Tech, and I decided I'm going to High Point College. So I discovered High Point College you could go at night as a full-time student. But I felt like I was racing. I realized that I was behind, and I realized that I had wasted time, and I wanted to get on track. So I was always racing. I didn't borrow any money for school. I paid for every class myself, me and God, every class. Never borrowed a penny to go to school. And I thank God for that. But I made up my mind because I knew I could not afford to flunk a class. So I had to do everything that was humanly possible to pass that class because I didn't have the money to pay for a class that I didn't pass. And even with my writing, I would find someone else. I had a girlfriend. She's no longer with me. Irene. She was an excellent writer, and I was an excellent person in math. So we came together. I helped her with her math errors, and she helped me with my writing. We became very good friends at school and very good friends in life. But to make a long story short, I went from there to getting my degree in psychology at High Point College. I went to A&T to get a master's in human resource and counseling. I went to New Hampshire College to get a master's in community economic development, and I thought, I am through. But then God said no. And then he said, you got to get a Ph.D. And then I went to Maranatha, what is a Christian counseling, got my Ph.D. So you can do whatever you want to do, and I am not a bookworm, as they can say. I have to study. I have to really put myself out. But it was the desire to do it. And, yes, it took me years, but like the caller just said, it's what God said to me, you time are going to move on anyway. So either you're going to get on board and get with time, or time's going to pass you by, and you're still going to end up 10 years down the road doing the same thing that you're doing now if you don't change your mind, if you don't transform who you are. So just get started. Take one class, take one step at a time, and I guarantee you 3 years, 4 years will be gone. You will have achieved whatever it is, that business that you want, whatever it is that you want. You start today making some kind of movement, if it's nothing but calling the place, checking on it, seeing if there's a course you need to take. If you want that business, look at other businesses. Stop putting in your mind, what do I want to do in my business? Make one step and God will make two. And before you know it, you'll be living into your reality. And I can tell you that now, because then I didn't think I could write a sentence. And now I am a PhD. I'm a doctor of psychology. With God's help, you can do anything. Have a good day. Have a good week. I love you. Bye-bye.